Hello, everyone. I wish to take this opportunity to speak in praise of Donald John Trump, President of the United States. Surely the most magnificent leader ever to bestride the world. Verily, he is a colossus, a very stable genius, in his own words. So he's the most outstanding exemplar of manhood ever to be created, God's masterpiece. His intelligence quotient is just off the scale. And that is why I wish to compose this extempore paean to him. I can scarcely heap enough laudanum on him. I could exhaust the dictionary and still not extol him as he deserves, because he is the most splendiferous and stupendous person, the most superlative person ever imaginable. And that is why I wish to abase myself before him and just shower him in laud, because he's an athlete. You know, he could run 10 super marathons in one day. He's a weightlifter. He's a polyglot. He's a philosopher, an aesthete, a fashion designer, an architect, a war superhero. I heard how he won the Vietnam War for America single-handed. He stormed the beaches of Normandy when he was minus 2 years old. So he's a man of extraordinary gallantry. He's morally upstanding. His sexual morality is truly exemplary. And I'm very glad that he's never re resorted to profanities or vulgarities. So his uxoriousness is famous throughout the world. And he's such a loving father to his children and has a very healthy relationship with his daughter, Ivanka. So you'd really want to put him in charge of teenage girls. He's an outstanding businessman. What acumen he's got. He's made so much money. And his liberality to the needy is really unsurpassed. He has beggared himself, giving away every last brass farthing to the indigent. So he's known for his empathy, for his compassion. He's so merciful to people in the United States and overseas, to people in prison. He stands up for America's interests. And I think of his manifold virtues, perhaps the most outstanding is his honesty, because he has never told an untruth. He's a man who's just unfailingly honest, honest to a fault, even when it redounds to his disadvantage. But alas and alack, he has had to suffer the slings of and arrows of outrageous reportage. By the liberal media. It's the mainstream media. It's all their fault for inventing that COVID hoax and things like that, and the hoax about hacking. Because, you know, he won over 400 million votes in the United States alone in both elections, and he won every single every single electoral vote. And that's why he's going to get a third electoral term, because it is a lie to say that the United States Constitution limits a president to 2 terms. Such an amendment does not exist in the Constitution. You don't believe me, look for it yourself. So that is why I admire Donald Trump, and he's absolutely right on gun rights, because guns have never ever killed a single person. BLM is a racist terrorist conspiracy. It really is the black version of the Ku Klux Klan and just must be extirpated. I want to see him declare a terrorist organization, use Predator drones to take out all those BLM guys. And Trump won resounding victories in record time in Afghanistan and Syria. As he said, he's brought peace to Ukraine within 24 hours of his inauguration. Peace. There has not been even a pebble flung in Ukraine since Donald Trump resumed office. And that is why the United States is rolling out the red carpet, according him, the unique honor and esteem of a second state visit. And that is solely because he is such a splendid chap. So he's in the held in the highest regard by everybody throughout the length and breadth of the world. Now, of course, there are a few imbeciles and evil people, and people are just seriously mentally disturbed. Those suffering from severe psychiatric disorders, they perhaps cannot perceive Trump's radiant glory. But he is a tremendous leader, and he is the author of so many intellectual books. He can really sound the depths of the most abstruse topics. He is a philosopher king. Surely the United States ought to do away with the Republic and proclaim him king, and then he could found a dynasty in his blessed progeny. We see future generations of American monarchs. And that is why every single Canadian is pleading on bended knee for Donald J. Trump to allow them to join the United States. Greenland wants to become a territory of the United States. In fact, the whole world wishes to kowtow before him. They're bowing and scraping and groveling because he's such a lovely person. So Donald Trump is my role model, but I'm unworthy to undo his shoe latches. Donald Trump, biblical scholar. Donald Trump, poet, prophet extraordinaire, athlete, intellectual, family man. I mean, there really is no end to his talents. Tap dancing, playing the tambourine, what else can I say? Artistry, and I don't just mean as a wordsmith, I don't just mean having composed the most awe-inspiring poesy, but also as a sculptor, as a painter, as a pole vaulter, as a ballroom dancer, as a ballet dancer, as a cowboy, as an equestrian, as a yachtsman. There's really no end to his achievements. So wow, what a guy. I mean, what staggers me is they didn't make him president at the age of 3, because he's very well capable of doing it. But, you know, he was so busy creating a career and winning that war for the United States. And he speaks all these languages fluently. He can speak them backwards, like his ex-wife's language, like Slovenian and Czech and so forth. So really great guy. He's so good at golf as well. So, and that's why he's always got the right answer. And his temperament, he said, is his temperament is his greatest quality. He never loses it. He never takes things personally. He's sort of unemotional, rational, and he can objectively analyze the whole situation. He can take into account differing viewpoints, and he can always find the truth, a sensible solution, a policy that always works completely. So not to over-emotionalize, have some doubts, keep his opinions under review, adapt to the changing situation, and yet steady, unwavering, a crystal clear policy that he pursues to success every single time, which is why he ended the carnage and there'd been no shootings in the US since his first term, which is why there's been no illegal immigration in his first term or indeed his second term, which is why the US military has won all those glorious victories all over the globe, which is why the economy is so good that there is no unemployment, that he made his medicine so much cheaper, free actually, and medicine so much better. Medicines were semi-effective and now totally effective, and there is no illness or disease in the United States and nobody's died, which is why nobody died in coronavirus because Donald Trump saved them all. He's a physician actually. He didn't have to study because he's just so smart. He knows it anyway and designed everything. He's the guy who built the Statue of Liberty with his own hands. So wonderful. And there is no hunger. There is no poverty. It's all because of him. There is no homelessness because Donald Trump sorted it out and he saved everyone and he provided for everyone. I mean, what more could we want? He's got this godlike ability to solve problems just by clicking his fingers. So Donald Trump, I really wish that Ireland and Great Britain were also taken within your realm. And then I would obey your every commandment. But don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, it is April Fool's Day.